myself one day in the depths of great despair. Thinking inner thoughts so difficult to share. I was musing on relationships, on the man with soft and searching lips, how their kisses made my heart to flips. Now I wonder why they all were trips. Now in dating it's important, don't you see, to find qualities and habits that agree. Opposites attract, I can't deny, like a magnet and the girl and guy. But when poles apart, it cannot fly. Vive la difference is a bald-faced lie. When this revelation hit my brain, I knew why successes with the men I date were few. None of them, oh, none of them, none of them ever drank coffee. One of them drank only herbal tea, not even decaf or chicory. What in the world did he want with me, steeped in my caffeine? I was thinking as I did the wash that day, and I wondered what Self Magazine would say. Not a single word I ever read about this quirk in all the men I bet. How there must be softness in the head, cause the night clothes they would never shed. When this revelation hit my brain, I knew why successes with the men I date were few. All of them, oh, all of them, all of them slept in pajamas, tucked into bed by their mamas. Winter, spring, autumn, and summers. Even when in the Bahamas, under banana tree. I was thinking as I drove myself to work, this I vow, I'll never date another jerk. Why does it always have to be like this? Sleepy, full-dressed man for me to kiss. My selection process, hit or miss, it's a pattern that I can't dismiss. Next time I will check the cupboards where he keep his coffee filters and the feet to buff his sleep. I don't care about his weight or height, I know everything will be alright, and I'm sure to hold him warm and tight with caffeine to keep him up all night.